Hi, my name's Bess Rhodes, and I recently completed a PhD on 16th century St Andrews. And today I'm going to be talking about South Court, which is a property on South Street in central St Andrews. And I'm also going to be thinking a little bit about some other houses from the medieval city. So people have lived in and around the St Andrews area for thousands of years. However, the core of the old town that we see today, and so that's North Street, Market Street and South Street, was actually laid out as a new planned town in the Middle Ages. During the 12th century, there was a campaign by the Scottish Crown and Church to develop urban centres in Scotland, which were similar in appearance and government to towns in continental Europe. And to this end, a whole series of new towns or boroughs were founded along the east coast of Scotland. The borough of St Andrews itself was formally established in the mid-12th century by the then Bishop of St Andrews, Bishop Robert. And the bishop charged a burgess from Berwick-upon-Tweed called Maynard the Fleming with the task of organising the new town. And Maynard was appointed the first provost of St Andrews. So that's a position that's basically the Scottish equivalent of a mayor. In exchange for his services, Maynard was granted three tofts or plots of land in the area where South Court now stands. And it's thought that the property boundaries towards the eastern end of South Street, near South Court, still reflect the layout of the plots of land granted to Maynard and his fellow settlers. By the late Middle Ages, these plots on the south side of South Street had become some of the most valuable in St Andrews, and they were slightly larger than most of the other burgage plots in the city. And during the 15th and 16th centuries, many of the city's most prosperous inhabitants had property in this area. For example, we know that the Learmonts of Dersey, who were a minor noble family, which provided many of the provosts of St Andrews, had property on this section of South Street. It's thought that the property boundaries towards the eastern end of South Street still reflect the layout of the plots of land granted to Maynard and his fellow settlers. By the late Middle Ages, these plots on the south side of South Street had become some of the most valuable in St Andrews, and they were slightly larger than most of the other burgage plots in the city. During the 15th and 16th centuries, many of the city's most prosperous inhabitants had property in this area. For example, we know that the Learmonts of Dersey, who were a minor noble family which provided many of the provosts of St Andrews, had property on this section of South Street. And many of these late medieval houses on South Street seem to have been quite comfortable dwellings. We're fortunate enough to have an inventory from 1493 listing the furnishings of a priest named David Moneypenny who lived in St Andrews. And Moneypenny's house had a number of rooms, including a great hall, a little hall, a kitchen and several bedchambers. And the inventory shows that the rooms were furnished with things like brass chandeliers, oak chairs and cupboards, and feather beds with wooden roofs and linen curtains. Now, Moneypenny's house doesn't appear to have been exceptional in the level of comfort it provided. Another 15th century document reveals that the St Andrews home of the priest who served at the altar of St Fergus in Holy Trinity Church had no less than six fireplaces, a bathroom, underground drainage, and a dovecot in the garden. So by the late 15th century, the houses of St Andrews' merchant and clerical elites had evolved a lot from the homes built by the 12th century traders who initially established South Street.